Bienvenido to the PRQ Homesteading Expanded. I'm Robin with my co-host Shane Pop, and we're here to ignite your path to sovereignty. Today, on this beautiful Saturday, we're diving into the 1862 Homestead Act process, where you have 160 acres of freedom that turn dreamers into landowners. And we are recreating the dream in present day. Yeehaw!
Thank you, Robin. Thank you, Robin. That's right. We're here to explain how this game-changing shaped modern homesteading and what it teaches us about staking your claim today. From dirt to deeds, we've got tips, callers, Q&A. Anyone that has any questions that needs answers, please call in. Our lines are open. Call in at 1-888-627-6008. And if you're out of country, call us direct at 323-744-4831. You can also email us at prqhomestead13@gmail.com with any questions. Thank you, Robin, for what you're doing. Thank you, BBS Radio, and thank you for listening.
I love it. So tune in, grab your land patent, and let's build freedom from the ground up. Okay, hello, hello, everybody. So I want to start out, I don't know about you, Shane, but this past week, have you been feeling some intense energies? Oh, my goodness.
I have. When I feel these energies, I like to get outside. I like the ground, put my feet to the earth, and stare at the sun gaze, and just get out of my mind and get into my heart and connect with nature. Sometimes I like leaning up against a tree, hugging a tree, and just being one with the earth.
Yeah,
that's one of the ways that I handle it. How about you, Robin?
Well, I do about the same thing. And I actually have been trying to listen to the trees talk to me. And I, when I do get out there and put my back to the tree and just close my eyes, the wind picks up, and that's how I know the tree is talking to me. So it's pretty cool. And so according to, I just want to share with the audience, because a lot of people are feeling some wonky stuff going on here. And according to the information that I've read in the last week in regard to the micronovas, which have been going on for quite some time, and they are intensifying. So for those of you that don't know what a micronova is, it's a localized bursts, intense bursts of lights, and it's like a magnetic field in compact stars. So you're feeling waves and waves of intense energy hitting the planet, and so we experience those waves. Depending on where you are in your ascension process, some are going to feel them a little bit harder than others. So some of these intense energies are such things as solar storms. I think we just went through an eclipse just recently. And then, of course, I think a couple of months ago, we had some rare planet alignment. So It's definitely affecting the Earth, and we are feeling the effects of it. So there are light codes that are integrating into the collective consciousness. And again, one might say, my partner Shane would say, it's a bit wonky.
It
So.
is. It is. And a lot of people right now, when they're experiencing these things, they're going to the doctor or they're going to the hospital, not understanding what's wrong with them. So I think it's really important to put it out there for people that, wouldn't you say, Robin, that maybe some wise people have told me this, if you feel funky, sometimes you just got to go through the funk and allow the light codes to come within you. And a lot of people in the hospitals and doctors' offices they can't even figure out what it is. So.
And some of the ascension, they might say ascension symptoms, could include buzzing sounds, and I get that a lot. Like the other night when I was trying to go to sleep, it was so loud I could not sleep. I tossed and turned, been waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning. 3 o'clock, we know what hour that is. Some people might be also experiencing some ringing in the ears, heart palpitations, fatigue 100% for me. I've been sleeping in till like 7 a.m. in the morning, which is very rare for me. I'm needing a lot more sleep. So I find myself before I head into work in the afternoon, I try to do my meditation and then I end up falling asleep. And some of the other symptoms are body aches. And how I know that they're different because, you all know that I work out. And I think there was 2 days that I didn't really have any intense workouts. But yet when I woke up in the morning, I felt like I had a hard workout the day before. And some lower back pains, and which is unusual for me. And there's really no medical explanation. Doctors aren't going to be able to figure out. So this could be old energies also releasing from your cellular memory. And let's not forget the emotional ups and downs. And I do believe a lot of us experience that from time to time. But just remember to go within, do your breathing, take the time that you need to get rest. Lots of water. I've increased my water to a jug of water per day. And because I was experiencing some headaches, which is also abnormal. So just wanted to bring that to the forefront for everybody. So if you're feeling some physical stuff, it's because we're going into some intense energies and they're going to increase, for the next 3 months. So take care of yourself, eat right, drink lots of water. All right, so some agenda points. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to Nana Ogis that was my sponsor on the Awakening Wave Show. They have come over to this show and they are sponsoring us. And I'm not going to go into any detail about the product. They have the wellness, the skin spray, and the nose spray. You can go to their website at www.nanoogis.net. Check out the search tab for any scientific information. And of course, they have live testimonials there. Now, I'm going to try to bring Natasha and Stephanie on to do a 10-minute blip on the product and share where they're at and some of the successes that they've had with the product. So, for those of you that are ordering it, PRQ Home 15 is the promo code. You can get that on your orders by going through the www.nanoogis.net with that promo code. Okay? All right, moving on to the next agenda. So, I just want to do a quick review of the last show. We kind of talked about getting into the legacy monarchies and how they work and gave land grants to the succession of the countries and the states. And this is the case with like countries like Sweden, Finland, Denmark, Ireland, the UK, etc. They gave land grants, of course, to control them. And that's why you have taxation. So I haven't been able to dive in to learning more about that, but we will get back into it. So just so you guys know, we're going weekly. So we're going to get more information. And again, this is PRQ Homesteading Expanded. So we're not just going to be talking about or homesteading. We're going to be talking a lot of different things. It's all going to be around our sovereignty and coming together. And freeing ourselves and showing others how to be free. So, just want to say thank you to the last callers that called into the show, Jenny from Sweden, Teresa, and of course, Sharon coming in and helping us with the steps for the homesteading process. So, after that show, Shane, I'm going to go in and share my experience, unless you have anything you want to bring up?
Oh, no,
You
I
good?
think your experience is going to help a lot of people here.
Yeah. So, yes, I actually, after the show last week, I got a little message from my son who told me that when he was trying to find my address to help me load some stuff to the local landfill, he noticed it came up on Zillow and it showed that my house was sold. And I said, what? And so I looked it up. But before I get into that, wait a minute. I got to back up a minute. Okay, real quick. And this is what really, really connected with me on forthepeople.space in regard to my experience. So I just want to read this real quick because it really hit home. And it starts out, it is not the critic who counts. Not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows the end, the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, okay? Daring greatly. And that's what we're doing here with the homestead. So that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. And that is a quote by Theodore Roosevelt, which was on For the People.space this past week. And it kind of resonated with me in regard to my experience. So getting back to that. So I looked up this information and it did show that my house was sold. And guess what? It was sold on the day that I went to the auction and I said, how could that be? I was at the auction. I told the people, I explained to all the people that were there that were going to bid on this property that this land was homesteaded. And nobody bid on the property. So I'm like, what happened? Well, apparently it was sold on that day by the auctioneer, Barb Duren. The little lady that was, speaking in the room while I was there. So I was kind of taken aback by that. And I started getting into a little bit of my head. And a lot of things came up, fear, anxiety, And yeah, that's just normal feelings. And when I looked on, I went further to this, to the, what is it, Muskegon County website. And it shows that it was sold by the sheriff, Michael J. Pullen, Sheriff's Deed, and Barb Durham was the seller. And they sold it to the Michigan Authority Homestead, or excuse me, the Michigan, the Michigan Housing Authority, excuse me. So they now own my property, okay, according to this document. Now, keep in mind, I cited the sheriff and the district attorney, DJ Hilson, who's been district attorney since 2012. So he's been around a long time. You would think he would know the Constitution and what the sheriff's duties are, right? So when I found this out, I then made a call to LoanCare, which were the people that actually owned my mortgage prior to this. And I sent in an audit to request information in regard to everything that took place with this loan. So the letter came back and they gave me the actual name of the current owner, which is the Michigan State, here it is, the Michigan State Housing Development Authority. Okay. So my redemption date is coming up November 24th, and I do believe we have another couple on the other side of Michigan. Theirs is this month on the 24th. So it's very, very interesting how nobody paid attention to my citation. No big deal, right? So then I went and proceeded to call the Attorney General's office, which I actually filed a complaint against the sheriff, and that was back on May 5th before the auction even took place, because I had one of the servers trespass on my property, and I have his name, and his wife is Barb Durham, okay, the lady at the auctioneer. So I found all this information out, and I called to find out what happened to my complaint. The last time that I called, they said they were still processing it and they were still, looking into it. So then, when I called yesterday, it was yesterday actually, and they said that they had sent an email out to me. And I said, "Well, I never received an email, and don't you normally send letters?" She says, "Only if they're requested." And it's really funny because the last couple letters that I got from the attorney's office, or the last correspondence I got to the attorney's office, were letters. So very funny they sent an email. So I said, "You're going to send the email today." And she said, "Yes." And I said, "Okay, great." So I'm sitting here waiting and waiting and waiting, looking in my email. Day goes by. Woke up this morning, still no email. So I never received an email. They closed the case. They closed the case. It's like they didn't even acknowledge it. So very interesting. So what I want to say in regard to that quote that was put out there. We get caught up in, our normal human emotions, all right? But I realized after I grounded myself, did some breathing, got back into my higher frequency, to know that I am the power and that this is my property. This is my property. And ain't nobody gonna F and take it. Okay, Shane, I'm not gonna say the word on radio, just because of
It's
you.
okay.
And nobody is gonna take this property. And I am gonna dig deeper and whatever it takes, I know that this is my property. I'm not gonna live in fear. And when the time comes, and so I did a little more research and I went back to one of the shows. My friend Leah on the other side of Michigan, she was listening to his October shows, and he actually went through, he was talking to a woman. I do believe it was from California. I think it was Catherine. I can't remember the name, but they were talking about the foreclosure process. But she did, I think she did her status change. She did it differently. And I'll talk about that later, what I'm doing in regard to that. But he said right there, that if they try to take us in court, we file for dismissal. So before this even happened, before the auction even happened, I put my documents together to have the auction dismissed. And I had the index number, and I went down to the local county building to file the documents. And they said I couldn't file them. And I said, "Why?" And they said, "Well, you have an index number." I said, "Well, I looked it up, and the index number is the same as a case number. But here in Michigan, they don't acknowledge the index number as a case number. So you got to wait until you actually get summons to go to court, I guess." I'm not really sure how that process works because I'm not there yet. But so I have those papers ready to go, and I'm going to go through them again and get ready for the next step. So when it does, when and if it does, and again, I'm going to stay in the here and now. In the here and now, I'm on my property. I own this property. This is my federally patented land. So a big F you to you guys out there that don't acknowledge it, but you will soon. And I shouldn't say that because I need to come from the heart. So I say it from the heart, a big F you to you guys. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with everybody. Do not get into the mind energy. Do not panic. Do not, get scared, the fear. It is normal, but again, we look at fear, we look at anxiety. It is an experience. It's a process that we go through. And as we said in the last show, I believe, Shane, that on the other end of it, whenever you go through the experience, there's always something on the other end, correct?
That's right. That's right.
And it's going to be a good outcome. Okay. So I guess I still have a little emotion there. So sorry about the F word. I'm trying to really cut back on that, you guys. All right. So I went through that. We have a caller on the line. I want to bring Sharon in, and we're going to go through the final step of the homestead process that we are working on. So Sharon, are you there?
Oh, hi, Robin. I'm
Hello.
here, and thank you for being our freedom warrior. You're amazing.
Well, we're doing the best we can because it's coming from our heart, and we had a great spiritual being that showed us the way. And thank you to
Yeah.
him for what all the knowledge that he has brought to us to navigate through this process. So,
Yes.
Sharon, I'm in the last part of your PDF, okay? The
Okay.
landship free and forever through the highest form of title, which is step three. Now, we did
Yes.
discuss last week that you do need to get this ready while the posting is up, correct? Sharon, are you there?
Okay, so step two is, the forever benefit. We do fill that out and get it signed. And then we move in and post the public notices and have our witnesses sign, and then we go back and file the forever benefit.
Okay, so that's where I'm getting confused. I know that you say that we, okay, in step two, we get it ready. And then in step three,
Yeah.
after we do the postings, we file it. So sorry for the confusion. So I just wanted to make
Well, and
that.
so really, in step two, when we're filling that out and we know our original land patent, I mean, it's so beautiful. It's like we're taking our white flag and we're placing it, and we're letting everybody, we're filling it out, we're getting it notarized. We now have the successor form in our hands. We just have to post the public notice and signs before we go and file it. And then
Exactly.
it's law, I mean, it's the highest form of law. And would you like to share a little bit what we discussed before the show about, we don't honor the fact that they have said that that's no longer a law.
Oh,
I don't honor that.
yeah, we'll talk about that. That's the allodial title.
Okay, we'll
So
talk about that later.
no,
Okay.
right now actually. I'm just getting ready. I
Oh,
want to
okay.
read the first page here where it says the gift and freedom that our founding fathers gave us as citizens of the United States of America is to possess our own land of 160 acres freely and forever. Okay? The right to homestead is given to every citizen and is protected by the United States Constitution and by treaty, and has ever been altered, excuse me, and has never been altered or taken away from us. All right? But
Yes.
where Sharon and I kind of had a difference of not a difference of opinion, but we squared it away. So under the Constitution, this is still recognized, but the system that we are under, as we all know, is fraudulent. They repealed it in 1979 for the US, and then in 1989, Alaska. Okay, so just to clarify that. So what we're actually doing here is recreating the succession process. So remember the original land grant, which is the land patent of the 160 acres, was given to or claimed by the first owner and settler. Mostly this took place in the 1800s and was given freely and forever to him as a citizen of the United States of America. I really don't like that word citizen much anymore now that I know what it means. The original land grant, again, land patent, is protected at the federal level by the United States Constitution. So the original owner's name will still be the name of the current survey attached to your deed, which is an ex abstract number assigned to it. The only legal way to transfer this highest form of title of the original land grant, land patent, is through succession. And it is free and will last forever. So in order to truly own your land and home, there are several steps to take to be the real successor to the original land patent and own it freely and forever. And we have discussed those steps here on this radio station, on this PRQ Homesteading Expanded. So the last step is to take that down. And I'm going to say right now, in the October show, there's an October show where Q is talking to one of the ladies from California, as I said earlier. And she had a difficult time getting this registered, as so did I. But I was able to get it through. And again, I also heard in one of his other shows that the governor of Florida is actually open to the homestead process. And I do believe that we owe this to, I think it is Manfred and the gang. And so he is promoting the homesteading. So I would really like to know, Manfred and the gang, if you're listening, how you guys did that, because I don't know if we could have a conversation like that with Gretchen Whitmer. As a matter of fact, I highly doubt it, unless, I don't know, unless she is, if she's really there or not, who knows. But yeah, so let's break the three steps down and take it slow and easy. All right. So, as we talked about in the first show, we talked about the BLM and how to navigate that. And I do believe I have a screenshot of that page on the show page. And if I don't, I will get it up. I've been quite busy this past week, and I am going to be posting new more stuff on there for anybody that wants to get it. And again, you can email us also to get this information. So you fill out the notice with your information. You make three or more copies, as we said before. You sign the three copies using blue ink. Laminate two of the post. I actually did three. How many did you do, Sharon?
Well, we have a ranch, so we had to put them at our different, there's two places, the post office and then the entrances to our ranch.
Okay. And where did you go to get those?
Where did I go to get the public notice?
No, the signs. Narlo, Narlo.
Oh, right. Oh, you're talking about step four. Yes.
Yeah.
After we do the public notices, right, and we
Oh,
get
I'm
our witnesses.
sorry. You know what? I can't, boy, I'm just off today. So sorry, everybody. Yeah, you're right.
Well,
The
I'm pedaling
postings.
fast, Robin.
My whole week has been like this. So just roll. Wait, I've had a week like this. Forgive me. Okay. So going back to that, the witnesses, wait a minute. What, on the page before, okay, two copies. Okay. So I actually put a copy on the front of my house, a copy in the back of the house, and then one at the post office. So I did three. And so you had a lot of them, correct?
Yeah, same thing, same thing.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. All right, so you call your desired public posting location to verify. Now, I didn't really do that. I just went in to the place where the post office was. They said you can't put it in here. So on the out, you know, as I explained in one of the other shows, that there were two buildings, the post office, real estate office on the other end. So I posted mine right on the posting board there. And so that's where I did that. And then I did the witnesses with the affidavit and had it notarized. Okay, so we got that done. And so this is the time when you're doing the posting, this is when you can get your forever benefits together. Is that correct, Sharon?
Yes, well, so in step two, we fill out the form and we sign it and get it notarized and make three copies. But we hold it in our precious possession because we're going to do this posting and it's going to go very
Okay, wait,
quietly.
wait.
For me, it went quietly.
Okay, hold on a second. Wait a minute. So you went and got yours done before the posting was done?
I filled out my form and got it notarized so that that date is on that piece of paper. It's before the posting.
Okay, gotcha.
So,
Okay.
but I'm going to hold on to it. I'm not going to file it with the court yet, or with the county yet. You fill out the form, declare that you are the successor. Now
Okay.
I put a posting up to everybody in the post office, hoping nobody reads it. No, I'm kidding. And says, I'm changing this. I am now the successor to this land. And in front of each of my entrances to my ranch, I have two. And I took pictures. I had my neighbor, I had different someone would be a witness to the posting. It was the postmaster. I had someone witness to the sign at the ranch. And so now I have all this going on. I have these things sitting up, standing for 30 days.
Okay.
And
Okay.
I wait, and you just let it go. Who's going to go by and look up, drive up my driveway to the gate and look and read a sign? Hopefully it'll just stay there for 30 days. Then you take it down and wait another 60. And I waited the full 90 days On 91 days, I went in and filed it with the county clerk.
Okay.
The piece of
So,
paper.
all right. And I do recall.
The let me clarify, the forever benefits, that beautiful form that Q gave us, that that we were presented, you know, the beautiful form that says I am now the successor, and now we file it with the county,
Okay.
and now it sits there and it stays there, and we're the successor.
That's beautiful. And for me, in my particular situation, I had two people go to the notary, and then we I didn't now I didn't take I didn't do the affidavit until after we took the picture of the newspaper. So I guess it doesn't really matter what the sequence was, as long as it was done at the same time on the same date. So however you want to do it, whoever's out there listening. Now, I just want to clarify, these steps are in the third PDF that is posted on the show page in the handouts, okay? So this is the last part of her presentation, and that's why I'm going through it step by step, because it shows all the steps in this last part. So once you finish that, you gather your public notice documents, affidavit posted. Okay, we did all that. And so in front of the two witnesses, you post your signed public notice. Okay. So when you do put your public notices on your land, you have to have two people and take a picture of that. Is that what you did too, Sharon?
Yep. And then also in the post office.
Yep. Oh yeah, I did
Just
that.
as, yep.
Okay,
And we're
so
not asking them to agree with us. We're just asking them to, you know,
witness it.
in fact, my witnesses wanted to be in the picture. So it was really funny.
Yeah. So
Say, okay, yeah, they were here. Yes,
they were just there to witness, correct?
it's just the same with the notary. They're just saying this is your signature, right?
Okay.
And that you did this.
Okay. So we went through those, take photos. I'm going through these steps here. Okay, finally, with your two witnesses, go to your notary public and have two witnesses sign the affidavit of posting and have the document notarized. Keep this notarized affidavit of the posting in your personal files. This affidavit is not filed with the county. So that's for your personal files. Now, Q always said to keep three documents, or how many that you want. I also want it. I have scanned mine in on a USB drive also. So I'm just covering all avenues. So then it says, check the bulletin board once a week. In my case, I went every day because it was not every day. I'm going to say every other day because it was right up the road from where I work. So the public notices, as we just said, 30 days. After the 90 days, you file and record your notarized document from step two, the grantee assignee's declaration of grantee assignee's notice of claim forever benefit of original land grand patent, which is what you just said. Okay, so I'm just going through the documents so people know that all this is in the handouts. So, the gift and freedom of our founding fathers gave us, as citizens of the United States of America, to possess our land of 160 acres freely and forever. This right to homestead is given to every citizen and is protected by the United States Constitution and by the treaty, and has never been altered or taken away from us. Now, again, we don't recognize the repeal in 1979 or the 1989 like the system does. Now, according to the system that people live under now, it has been, according to that, it has been taken away, but it really hasn't. All right, so a lot of people might get confused on that. When they go, well, no, that's not real because, but it is real. So you now truly own your land, which I do, and I know that I do. You are the real successor to the original patent, and you own your land, and you are home free and forever. And after listening to that audio from October of 2024, that is exactly what Q said to the lady. Even though she's getting pushback, we do own it. Now, the next step will be when you do go into court, you have to say, I'm sorry, but this is a federal land patent, and you guys have no jurisdiction over this. So that's how you get it dismissed out of the state and local courts. And I will find some better wording on it. And Q really pointed out that it really is in the language and how you explain it. And so that's going to be really important for me because the language, when you go down there to talk, if you have to go down there and talk to any of them, you have to be on their level to know, the USC codes. Yeah, the UCC codes, excuse me. So when you join the courageous forefathers who fought for this freedom, and we bravely set out to support and defend the constitutional right to homestead for ourselves, our children, that's a big one, and our children's children forever. And just the thought of that, knowing that our children, that we are making the pathway for our children to be free. And I have two older children right now that struggle, that have to go to work every day and never take time to, they're slaves, and I watch them be slaves every day because they're not awake to where I am right now. And hopefully one day, I can share that vision with them and they'll see it the way that I see it. But again, they're on their own journey, and their journey is their journey. All I can do is, lead by example in regard to being a mother. So, in step four, and most importantly, we will learn how to defend our rights as citizens in the United States of America to live on our land freely and forever. This will involve posting no trespassing signs and sending notices to public servants. We will review the case law and strategies for defending constitutional freedom. So, in the original documents that Q posted on PRQ Homesteading, he has the case law, and I think it's Wilcox versus, do you remember, Sharon? Shane?
Yes, it's on my first page here. Wilcox versus Jackson.
Okay, yes.
Page
And
one. Yep.
yep, okay, it's on page one. So dive into that, learn that case law. That'll be something that you can use when you're defending yourself if you have to come in front of these people to defend yourself. And to know the UCC codes, it's really, really important. And there is a gentleman on YouTube that, no, it's not YouTube, I think it's Instagram, and he puts them out all the time. And he has live scenarios of people in front of judges and how they speak to the judge. Now, if I could just emanate what they're saying, I would sound like a lawyer, So anyway, at the back of this particular document, there is a copy of the public notice, the affidavit of posting. And Sharon, do you have these in electronic file if people wanted to download them and start their own process?
Yes, I mean, I they're all going to be posted on your site, so they can download them and use them digitally. They can print them out, to
Okay.
fill them out and sign them and have them notarized. They'll need to have them printed.
Okay, so these are
So yes,
actually,
please.
I'm sorry, go
Yeah,
ahead.
go ahead. No, I was gonna say I retyped them all, so they're typed out, and they're sitting there for everyone to just grab it, print it out, fill it out, use it, tell your neighbors, make a book out of it. It doesn't matter. We want this out there living, just taking a life of its own.
Exactly.
We'll try to make PowerPoints. I'll try to work on that, and if somebody else does, and I would love to see, I don't know, a panel of us, a Zoom, whatever, where we can help each other in the legal stage, because that step four, which I have not put together yet, it's going to be such a variety of things in there. But if anybody just wants to chat or talk to Robin, we're there for them, right? I mean,
Yeah,
I'd be
absolutely.
happy you send anybody my way. I mean, yeah.
Okay, and my question was, I know you have them in hard copy format, but they are in PDF. So just so people know, if you have Google Docs, you can actually save them in Google Docs, and you can electronically fill out the forms. And if you don't
Yes,
need to write
yes.
it, I always think it looks better when you're filling them out electronically. I don't know of any other software that's any easier than Google Docs. I find it very, very easy. And then the nice thing about Google Docs is you can transfer the documents back and forth. People can make changes to them. So it works out really, really well. So just real quick, I want to talk about allodial title. And for those of you that don't know the allodial title, okay, allodial title was considered at one time the highest form of ownership during the Homestead Act era of 1862 through 1934. Now, this is information I found. I'm not too sure about that 1934 date, but that is exactly what Forever Benefits is. It's the highest title, and it represents absolute ownership of the land, free from any superior landlord, feudal obligations, or encumbrances like liens or taxes owed to another entity. All right. So the ownership is closely aligned with the concept of allodial title in this process. It's pretty much one and the same, but as Q once said, or was it Jordan? I think it was Jordan Maxwell. Not God or Jesus can touch you with allodial title. And that was his quote, one of his audios. So, since I am God, I'm good. All
There you go.
right. So, that is it on the steps I am going to be talking about. Thank you, Sharon. Do you have anything else you want to share with the audience in regard to what you put together? Because you and I actually talked about putting a PowerPoint presentation with just or with what do you call it? Points. What's the word? Bullet points.
Bullet points,
Yeah, of steps, so that if people get confused on navigating through these documents, they could refer back to the bullet point document of what comes next. Because there are a lot of little steps in here that can get confusing as you go if you don't remember them. And like for instance, you and I were talking today, and look at I got a little bit discombobulated in regard to the process and the steps. So, when you actually do it and you're feeling it and you're going through the whole process, it becomes a part of you. You get more passionate about it, and it's exciting at the same time knowing that you are taking the steps to free yourself. I don't know if you felt that way, Sharon, but I sure do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. And I would love to add a chapter on how to go through this process if we don't own our land. So, and I'm, in speaking with some of the folks that are doing that, that'll be very helpful for our children,
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
as they
So,
branch out and us as well. So there's a this is just the beginning, and I'm just here to support any way I can. Robin,
I
thank
love it.
you for all
I
you're
love it.
doing.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. I truly appreciate it. Okay. So, wow, I can't believe we almost used up most of the show. Shane, I'm sorry I'm talking the whole show. Do you have anything? How's your experience been?
I'm just letting y'all create. Just keep creating.
I love it. I love it.
I was sitting back here thinking for 1 second was D Sharon and Robin, have y'all found a way? Have we contacted and have we contacted BLM and see of a way that we can make sure that these patents get recognized within their system as well?
Well, I have personally called the number. I think it was a 201 number, which goes into Washington. And I did ask the question because it kind of seems logical that if you are the new successor of the that patent, that they would update their files, right? Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, but I think what we're and Q said this before, and I think y'all understand is we're having to educate even the people working at the county on the county levels with this process as well. I think Sharon has experienced that. I just didn't know if does it really matter that BLM recognizes it? I guess it doesn't. And if you actually have the patent sealed and everything in your possession, the
Yeah,
original
but
patent.
if somebody else went to go look up that patent and it still says the original name, I guess they got to do extra footwork to find out that it's not the real person on the patent. That's what I'm trying to say, that it seems like it would be updated in regard to that. Just in my opinion.
So if there's anybody out there
Robin, can I?
listening, go ahead, Sharon. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'd love to jump in, Shane. So in step four, we'll be talking about sending out these letters, these, to the people that need to be educated, we'll say. We send notices to public servants, and part of that step is informing everyone that now the title is clouded. And a shout out to Conscious Cowboy in that group, because they're going through that process, and his website is excellent. I don't feel free to talk about it here, but if he could call in, or he'd be a wonderful piece to this puzzle, Robin,
Yeah,
because he went through the formal clouded title system.
we've actually reached out to him, and we haven't heard back from him, so maybe he's really busy.
Okay.
But yeah,
So
I
I am
agree.
contemplating that.
But here's the thing, Sharon. I did send out the citation or the notices to all of them, and it's like they don't acknowledge it over here in Western Michigan. So we'll see where it goes. I mean, I could make a trip down to see the sheriff and maybe have a conversation with him, but do I want to poke the bear in the belly? I don't know. I have to feel into that. So
I'm
that's
gonna feel into that too. Let's see, and I'll email you and we'll chat, because that's critical, Shane. I think that's a beautiful next step for me to look into anyways. I'm gonna look into that.
Yeah, because in regard to what Q has told us, like he's already violated my constitutional rights twice already. When I filed the complaint about the trespasser, and then he sold my house under a sheriff's deed. So it's like he doesn't even acknowledge the citation that or the information that I sent him. So I guess maybe I should go politely down there and say, I sent you some information. I'm just here to follow up. And from what I see, you authorized the sale of this house even after I sent you this information. So very interesting. So I find that, I don't know, I'll have to feel in it and feel into it and see how I will navigate through that. But so that's step four. Okay. Sorry about that. I forgot about step four. Look at me, man, what a wonky week I'm having. So yeah, so send out the letters to all of the agencies, correct?
Yes, and there are a lot of them. Public notices, yes, to all of our servants.
Yes.
Attorney
And
General, yeah.
I sent one to the governor. I sent one to the Dana Nessel, who's the attorney general of the state. I sent one to the district attorney, the county commissioner. I sent one to the sheriff. And I also sent it to the gentleman that trespassed on my property. So they're all out there. And nobody.
Can I say one thing?
Sure.
I think that we need to keep in mind here that we are educating from the heart, even these sheriffs and county workers, that they don't make that much money. And if we can actually go down there from the heart, and I'm not saying in your case, Robin, but I think if we come from the heart and educate some of these police officers and public servants that aren't even aware that this exists, I think we can all be on the same page with that they're not even aware that some of this even exists. I think a lot of these sheriffs and public servants would like to have their property homesteaded as well to get all out of that same pattern. So I think if when we do come from the heart and we go down there, if we can change the I think they're against us mentality and turn it into a let's get together and change with positivity. I think it could go a lot further than I think educating these sheriffs that you have to remember the system's been changed over the years and they've only been educated for things that they're supposed to know. So I want to put that out there that a lot of these people aren't even educated in this. So it's coming from the heart. I think we can do that.
Yeah, and when I went to the auction myself and I explained to the group, the guy said, "Oh, that's just internet babble jabble. That's not even real." So that was his response to me. So they're conditioned to navigate through the system as they were indoctrinated to do. So, but you're right. I agree with you to educate them. I'm more than willing to go in and ask the questions and talk the talk. No issues with that. Okay, so Moving on, thank you, Sharon, so much for coming on and helping us with sharing the steps in the homesteading process. Okay. So,
Beautiful, beautiful day to you.
all right, have a great day. And for the audience, I know I talked I think it was like a couple weeks ago, I talked about my trip up to Grand Traverse and met with a lady that owned this property, and I was able to send away for her patents, and I'm happy to announce that she received them 2 days ago. So I got her three copies, and then I got the five other patents that were listed in regard to the means and bounds of that property. So just in case the one that she recognized isn't the one, because I had that in my scenario in regard to trying to figure out which means and bounds and section I was in regard to my plots. Lots, excuse me, lots. Okay, so good news there, and we'll be making a trip up to Traverse City to show her the next steps and let her see if that's something she wants to proceed in going forward in. And I just want to bring, we got a few minutes left, but I also listened to Q's show, and the lady said it would be nice to hear from other people and their process and how they are doing and what challenges and how they're navigating through it. And so, please, all of you that are listening, that used to listen to the PRQ Homesteading, Q said that we should do a show on just people calling in and talking about their updates and where they are. So, please, everyone, give us a call or email us. And I actually have an update from Lee over in Virginia, but I don't believe we have enough time to go through it today, but I will bring it out in the next show. And we are going weekly. We will be at this time going forward, 3 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Central, every Saturday with the PRQ Homesteading Expanded. And it's not just going to be about expansion. I'm also going to talk about the Michigan State Assembly process on how to change your status and the 928 protect your body of armor process. I've actually done the documents, but of course there were some things that I missed doing in the steps, and the ladies were really great and calling me back and telling me where I need to make the corrections. It was very easy to do. So we'll get into that on the next show. And we'll show you the generator. And it's not just for the state of Michigan, it's for all states. So everybody has access to it. And we'll talk about the importance of it and if it's something that y'all want to do. So please start calling in and sharing your updates, okay? This is how we become stronger as a collective consciousness and freeing everyone and showing others how to do it. So, I'm looking at a few more minutes left. Shane, is there anything you want to close with? Any experiences that you've had in the past week?
No, just everyone that's going through the ascension feelings and healing, and some few wise people have told me during this time, if you feel wonky and your brain's not working, just to take it as it comes, and you're allowing new energies to enter. I'm going through those right now, and I'm staying as positive as I can. And we all go through it, and just connecting right now is the most important thing. And I am with you, Robin. I'm with everyone, sharing everyone. So let's all stay positive and keep moving forward.
Yep, and stay healthy. I know I experienced some headaches this past week and a little nausea. It wasn't too bad, but it was enough to make me not want to get out of bed. Okay, so thank you everyone for joining us on this episode of PRQ Homesteading Expanded on BBS Radio. Again, our next show is October 11th, new time, 3 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Central. And may these seeds of sovereignty take root in your own journey. Don't be afraid to call in with questions and share your experiences and your challenges. That's how we help each other. That's how we grow and become stronger. So until next time, homestead your spirit, embrace the wild divine, and remember, true freedom blooms from within. So tune in October 11th for another exciting PRQ Homesteading Expanded show. And I say adios, and I love you to all of you on this beautiful October Saturday afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for joining.
Thank you.